Polly Tuke writes an online blog called Life of a Blind Girl, and this year she is celebrating quite a significant anniversary. Holly joins us now. Hi, Holly.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, well, thank you. And as we say, we're starting a new year with quite an anniversary for you, aren't you, in your blog?
Yeah, so on Sunday, which was the 12th, I believe, I actually have been blogging for 5 years, so it was my five-year blogging anniversary.
Does it seem that long?
No, someone was saying that to me the other day, and I was like, no, it doesn't actually. It's quite crazy to think how fast it's gone. Yeah, it's really weird to think about.
So what inspired you to start writing your blog then?
So I really wanted to share my experiences of living with a vision impairment, and I was reading a few blogs at the time because blogging was just kind of one of those things that was kind of becoming on the rise, but I found that there weren't many disabled bloggers, so I was like, oh, maybe I could, you know, get involved here and connect with the online community in some way. So I wanted to share my experiences, but also I'm passionate about helping others, so I wanted to help others through my writing, and if I could, tackle some of the stigmas surrounding vision impairment and disability. But I didn't think it would really go anywhere, or if anyone would read my posts at all. So when people started to read them, it was such a bonus.
And when you started off, how did you get yourself known amongst the online community?
It was one of those things that was pretty difficult to do at first, and it was all about perseverance and motivation. So what I started to do was I started to connect with other bloggers, some of them with disabilities and some of them just other bloggers writing about various topics. And so I shared my posts on social media and things like that. So that really helped me to build my audience, but also connect with other bloggers and make friends as well.
And were you thinking of yourself as trying to be a role model then?
I don't think at the time I was thinking, I'm a role model. I definitely didn't see myself one, and in a way I don't really see myself as one now because I'm just sharing my experiences. But I wanted to help people in any way I could. So I wanted to, for people to know that maybe what they're going through, they're not on their own, or to know that there are people out there that can share their experiences and that you can relate to. So as I kind of shared more and more of my experiences and opened up more, people kept saying to me, oh, you're a role model and things like that. And then I kind of maybe thought to myself, oh, maybe, you know, I can make this into something. But I definitely haven't seen myself as a role model, but it's very nice and it's a compliment that I definitely like. So, yeah.
I think sometimes when that's mentioned, being a role model, it adds a bit of a responsibility to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like there is a bit of a responsibility and there's kind of something that you've got to live up to. It's a bit of an expectation, so I do hope I'm living up to that.
Well, I haven't seen your name in the papers for the wrong reasons yet.
Let's hope not.
So what areas have you covered then over the years? I know that's a big subject, but some of the main areas that you've... Because you've covered quite a variety of things, haven't you?
Yeah, I try to keep things quite varied and discuss quite a few topics. So I've discussed things like all aspects of blindness. So from like life hacks, independence, confidence, but also university and employment and my experiences of education. But then I've also thrown a bit of lifestyle into there. So for example, like a week in my life or days out and experiences and trips, but also a couple of years ago, I started to speak about my concert experiences as someone with a vision impairment and share my experiences of going to concerts when you have a disability and some of the challenges I faced through access, but also what it can be like to attend a concert if you haven't been before.
And have you been surprised sometimes by some of the reactions that you've sparked?
Yeah, definitely. People have said, oh, I can relate to this, or your post has helped me maybe in this way and now I've gone on to do this, which... It's amazing. I never expected that it would happen. So you kind of never realise what reaction, or you never know what reaction you're going to get until it happens. But when it does, it's a really good feeling.
Do you have conversations then with people who have been blind from birth and also with people who are losing their sight later in life?
Yeah, it's definitely a mixed audience, which is something I didn't really think about. I didn't think about who would read my posts and who maybe would engage with them, but it's a mixed audience. So people who have been blind since birth, like myself, and maybe younger people, but also people who are older and losing their sight, so they're looking online for resources and support. And then they've come across my blog somehow, and they've said, oh, this post has made me get this piece of assistive tech, or it's given me some advice. So yeah, it's a mixed kind of bag.
Do you ever find yourself sometimes being tired of talking about disability?
I wouldn't say tired, but I would definitely say that sometimes I feel like I'm repeating myself and going through the same things, and sometimes I get a bit conscious of that and I'm thinking, oh, are people thinking that they've read that way too many times over? But sometimes, yeah, I do maybe think, oh, you know, what would it be if I didn't discuss my disability? And sometimes I do just want to dip out of discussing disability from time to time, because to kind of reflect that I am more than my disability, and to show that someone is more than their disability or vision impairment, and just kind of show that we do live a normal life.
Now that's a great point that you make there, because sometimes, you know, I think when we're focused on disability, I obviously here at RNIB Connect Radio, focused around sight loss and things like that. But the thing is that we want to portray to people that we're not defined by our sight loss or whatever particular challenge that we have.
Yeah, I think that's really important to show, because I feel like the media can often portray us as just being helpless or relying on others or not being independent. And we kind of obviously aren't those things, and we're more than our sight loss. So I think that's where blogs and things like that and radio interviews as well play a really important part in showing that we have got hobbies, we've got interests, and we go out to work and everything like that, just like sighted people.
Has blogging brought you any opportunities?
It's brought me so many opportunities. I never expected that it would go anywhere or give me any opportunities. So I think that doing radio interviews, for example, I've definitely found a love for radio, which I didn't have before I started blogging. I've wrote for some magazines and articles on various websites and other bloggers as well. And also I won an RNIB See Differently award last year. So it's given me a lot of opportunities and things that I never thought would happen. So I've got like various accolades, which I never expected, such as being named as one of the top 100 most influential disabled people. So it's kind of going back to that thing of saying, is someone a role model or do you see yourself as a role model? It's obviously other people having that reaction, and my blog has given me those opportunities, which I didn't expect at all and never could have imagined.
Yeah, you've got to be aware, haven't you, of how people perceive you. It's like with radio as well. You know, different people perceive different programmes differently. So you've always got to be aware that there's different people at different stages viewing you in different ways. What about friendships? Have you made any good friendships through it?
Yeah, I have. I've made some friends who are also disabled bloggers, but also through sharing my experiences on social media, such as Twitter, I've made friends through there, and we have met up, and I also met some of them at the RNIB See Differently Awards as well, which is really nice to meet your online friends in person. But also it allows you to connect with other people who are maybe going through a similar thing, or just to create those friendships in a way that are relating to sight loss, but also it shows that you have other things in common.
Well, 5 years is quite a milestone, and many years to come, and you're going to be joining us throughout the year. We'll be having a chat on some of the things that you'll be blogging about. If you want to get in touch with Holly, her blog is Life of a Blind Girl, and Holly, you'd love to hear from as many as possible.
Yes, definitely. I always love hearing from people.
Holly Tuke, always a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.